One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Nashville, I'll be back at Zany's Friday, March 28th and Saturday, March 29th with a special guest, Fiona Cawley, joining me Friday, March 28th only. Come see me run my hour at the world famous Comedy Store before I head to shoot my special at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin. Come see me Tuesday, April 8th. At 8 p.m., Madison, Wisconsin. I'm excited to announce I'm shooting my next special at your club, Comedy on State. I was there not too long ago, had such a great time, such a great club. I'm excited to work with them and bring you my next special. Two shows, Saturday, April 12th. Get your tickets now at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like that kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here, starting this episode like I start them all by saying thank you. Thank you for anything that you do, the support, anything I do. I genuinely appreciate you guys. And make sure you're checking out our Patreon. We've got two tiers over there right now, and you got that bonus one with the Way Back and bonus exclusive content you're not getting anywhere else. All right, guys, very excited to have this guest back here with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Nick Swardson. Welcome to the Way Back, brother.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. Before we get into your nostalgia, you want to just tell everybody anything and everything you want right there at that camera?
Sorry. I was obsessed. I'm obsessed with Phil Hartman doing Frankenstein on Saturday Night Live.
Love, dude.
Yeah.
How about Giant Businessman? Yeah. You know Giant Businessman?
Yep.
I love Giant Businessman.
Rest
Sorry,
in peace, Phil
ahead.
Hartman. Weird intro
Rest
for me.
Rest in peace.
That was my fault. Yeah. So hi, everybody. Good to see you again. NickSwardson.net for all tour dates. I'm doing a lot of clubs right now to fill in the hole for Toilet Head, my tour that I just am wrapping up in May. So join me for the tail end of Toilet Head. Also, real Nick Swardson at Instagram.
There it is. Nick Swardson, this is a show that when we started, I was like, you know who I'd love to get in here is Nick Swardson. I know you're a nostalgia guy.
I thought you were going to say Jared from Subway. What is that wackadoodle doing right now? Fucking asshole.
He's in prison. That's where he is.
Fucking asshole.
So I start this episode off if someone's old enough to have been in one or remember one, but this seat right here is the seat that was in the back of the wagon that faced traffic, that dangerous best seat in the house, the way yeah. back. Did you ever ride in one of these?
Of course.
You did your family own a wagon?
Of course.
You did. What'd you guys have?
We had a Chevy. It was the most pea green vomit color. And the seats were tan.
Was it a Chevy? Was it a Caprice?
Yeah, it sounds about
Caprice
right.
Caprice Classic. Look up the Caprice wagon. A lot of people had this one.
They lime out. Green. It was pretty vomitous.
Go top left.
We didn't have the wood paneling, though. We didn't go
that
full Griswold.
Over yeah. here. There you go. There
yeah,
you go.
That feels.
Not those rims.
Yeah, yeah. Not those rims.
Hit images for a second, Kirsten.
Hit Swardson. Disaster Mobile.
Look at that one there, right there.
It was a little darker, but yeah.
So you've got a family of what? Five rocking in this thing? Four of you? Mom, dad,
55.
You? 55. 55 Swartzens rolling around.
Yeah, no, I had two older brothers. Or no, I had an older brother, older sister. So we had that lime green station wagon with brown seats. And I remember we'll talk about fireworks. We had talked about that earlier. Mm-hmm. But I remember, I don't know why, kids are so fucking weird. And I don't know. So I was like probably 8 years old, maybe nine. And I was bored. And when you're bored at that age, back in the fucking 80s, there was no phones or, iPhones or whatever. So I was like, okay, well, I had some bottle rockets. So I went and I was hiding in the car, in our station wagon. And I rolled down the window, and you would roll down a window, a crack. And I would light bottle rockets and shoot them out at the other houses and cars.
From your driveway? Car?
Yeah, not in the driveway, like on the street. Okay. The car was parked. So I'm sitting there, and by myself. And so I don't know what I'm thinking. Like, it's just dumb. So anyway, a car is coming down the street. I see it. I take the bottle rocket. I light it, and the wicks are real fast, those little wicks. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have time. I didn't point it out yet. So, like, I was going to light it and then point it. So I light it, and it goes, and it goes so fast, and I panic, and I let it go in the car. So the fucking bottle rocket, as I'm sitting there, just goes, oh, it's so loud in this tiny space, and it blows up on the seat. It just goes and burns a fucking hole in the seat of our family station wagon. And I'm like, oh my God. I get up, my ears are like, ooh. So I can't hear anything. I'm like walking around. I'm like, oh my God, don't tell anybody. And then when we go out to dinner or whatever we were doing the next adventure, my dad's like, what the hell is this? And he points to the hole. There's a burnt hole. And everybody was like, I don't know. And he's like, what's going on, Nick? And I'm like, I have no idea. And he's like, well, how did this? And my dad was a smoker.
How big's the hole, too? Give me an idea.
It's not like massive. It's a bottle rocket. I mean, it's
big enough. A nickel.
It's big. Sure. I would say a dime.
All right.
And I'm like, I don't know. And I go, well, you know, maybe it's a cigarette because you smoke. And he goes, I don't smoke in the back seat. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Maybe somebody smoked, or like I just kind of got out of it because they couldn't prove anything. Mm-hmm. But it was real suspect. On the same note, this is again back to me being a fucking idiot.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So again, probably same age. So I get away with this. You know what I mean? I'm full on OJ at this point. I got away with it. Then I double down on being a fucking moron. So I'm sitting there in the front lawn of our home, and my dad had just bought an old BMW, like a used BMW. It was red, and he was so proud of it. So I just decided, I was throwing rocks in the air. Throwing rocks. We own balls, like baseballs and stuff. So I'm throwing a rock in the air, and I throw it really high, and it veers off lands right on the hood of my dad's BMW. Kink! Does a whole dent, like a divot. And I just never copped to that either. And
he didn't see it?
He had no idea, no.
He had no idea.
But there was just a thing that, you know, he didn't think that his son would be a genius enough to just throw rocks in the air. It was just dumb. What a dumb
My brother used to try to get away with shit. He was the more of the hellion between the two of us. I have a twin brother. So we had to share our car. We had a 1977 Dodge Aspen station wagon with wood paneling on the side. That was our high school car. That was our ride.
You guys would share
We'd pick up the whole neighborhood and take everybody to school. If you were on the way, we're like, Nick, we're coming. We got you. We'd
really?
Roll every morning.
Oh, that's great.
The Sickler brothers are taking everybody to school. That's 100% what it looked like. The hubcaps are a little different, but that's exactly what we take everybody to school. Everybody.
That's amazing.
That's exactly what it looked like. And I mean, we'd have three in the front, four in the back, and then a couple in the way back there. You know? But we'd fold it down so we could get more people to lay in it. You know what I mean?
You ever do a couple drive-bys? No. Maybe take a couple other families.
You know
what
we used to do? We used to drive by. So my mom was cheating on my dad with this old man.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it was true.
An old man.
Old dude.
How old is your mom? 16?
At the time, my mom's 77 now. I'd have been about 10.
Oh, so I wish you had said that she was 77 when she was cheating with an old man.
But he was probably in his 70s at the time. This dude was old.
Okay, that is old.
It's a fucked up situation. So we hate this guy, you know. And we used to have the water balloon launchers, you know, the slingshot.
Yeah, of course.
Where you'd grab one end, I'd grab one, and somebody in the middle fires a fucking thing.
Yeah.
We would drive by his house at midnight, late at night, and we'd fire balloons down at it. And we would hear glass break all the time. Then we'd just haul ass. And you knew who it was. There's nobody else is driving around it. We're in a station wagon, a very identifiable station wagon with a bunch of high school kids.
Yeah, your station wagon. That was dumb of you to fucking
commit. We did. That's the kind of shit.
Horrible crimes like that. It's funny when you're like shitty kids in the neighborhood and you can't get away with anything. It's clearly you.
Yeah, clearly.
Like
you.
When I would do shit in high school and junior high, it was clearly me. I remember when I was in social studies class and I was with my friend Adam Landvik and we were just hellcats, just terrible. And my teacher went out to like talk to another teacher and I went and he had an apple on his desk and I went and threw it like a baseball in the middle of all the stuff he had written on the blackboard and I threw it like a baseball and it just exploded. It was apple everywhere and stuck to the fucking blackboard. And then I went and sat down and all the other kids are like, oh my God. And he comes back in, and I'll never forget this, Mr. Greener. And he sees the blackboard and all the apple, everything, and he just goes, what in the fuck? Literally said, what in the fuck?
What in the fuck?
And he's like, who? And it was so clear. Like, what? Oh, yeah, no, so a domestic terrorist came in and threw an apple and ran out.
What's your high school? Is this it?
St. Paul Central. Yeah, that's it.
Good pull, Kirsten.
But yeah, if it's because I just posted on my Instagram an old throwback.
Oh yeah, does it still look like this?
I think so.
That's
yeah,
a big school,
it's a prison.
You got
a
big. It does look a little prison.
It was full of hellcats. But yeah, my point being is, it's funny when you think you are getting away with things, and it's clearly you're the first person.
What was it that got you into fireworks?
I mean,
did a cousin introduce you?
No, you know what I mean?
Like, where did you first get one?
In the sky.
Like, oh,
I saw them and I was like, I want to make that.
I'm talking about the little ones at home and shit. Cherry bombs.
Oh,
black
dude.
Cats,
I mean, there's always a shittier older kid that starts all the shitty things.
Did you guys do like,
I loved it. All
Roman
of it.
Candle fights.
Everything.
Just firing them at each other.
Totally.
You know what something we used to do? You may give me flashbacks. We used to take little Star Wars action figures, G.I. Joes, and we tape like 10 bottle rockets to it and then light it off to send them up and then it would blow the fucking figure up in the air.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I love that.
It was great.
All of that stuff. I loved it. I remember my grandma, it was her 100th birthday and we put 100 Roman candles on her cake and lit them off and she fucking died. Her whole party at her old folks' home burned alive. Yeah, it was... beautiful. It was what she, I think, would have wanted. She was screaming, but I think she, I think I heard her say, God bless us all, everyone. I think I heard her say that, but it could have just been, it could have been that, but I don't know. We'll never know.
Your high school, before we talked about it, you mentioned something about Three's Company, and I wanted to hear this story. So what about Three's Company?
I think I still have the tardiness record at my junior high, middle school, and possibly high school. I bet you I still do. That's something I'll look up. But I remember Three's Company was one of my favorite shows. If you don't know it, it was a sitcom back in the 70s. And it was starring John Ritter, legend, icon, worship that guy.
Can we also say we had Don Knotts at one point on there, but I'm also saying.
But John Ritter was the glue of the whole thing.
And he Richard acted as if he was gay to live with these two ladies.
Yeah, the premise of the show is a guy who could live in this building with these two beautiful women.
Only.
Yeah.
And if he's gay.
And only if he's gay. So he pretends to be gay, but he's really loves women.
Yeah.
But he pretends to be gay and he's a baker chef. And it's to comedy ensues. It's amazing. It's I can't talk about it enough. John Ritter is such a legend.
Still holds
genius.
Up. There's no doubt.
Also, his son, Jason, is a phenomenal actor. Great, great guy, too. Love him very much. So shout out to Jason. So I was so obsessed with Three's Company. And it only came on because I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So it only came on in my high school years. They would rerun it starting at 1 a.m. and they would play it until 4.
I see.
And I would watch it. Every time I didn't want to fucking watch it, I would cave and watch it. And I would watch it until 4, and then I would get an hour of sleep. I mean, that was if I made it to school. But otherwise, I would just sleep in, and then I was late constantly. But it was because of Three's Company throughout most of my high school years that I was late.
You have this record because of that.
Three's Company. Me and my friends, Nora, she was a good friend that we were obsessed with it. We had Three's Company trading cards.
Regal Beagle.
Yeah, all of it.
What other shows were you watching growing up? How old are you now?
I'm 48.
Okay, what were you watching?
Well, I just did shows in Boston, and I went to the Cheers Bar.
Yeah.
And I took a Instagram, Real Nick Swartzen at Instagram. And I took a video out in front of Cheers, and I went down and went to the gift shop and bought shirts and stuff. I loved Cheers. Cheers was great. I love it because back in those days, Jim Burrows and Norman Lear, they were so good at mixing comedy with also getting serious, too.
Oh, yeah.
So there were serious episodes, which I always love. Mm-hmm. I always think it's really cool when sitcoms, you know, have moments where you're
when
like
Different Strokes had to.
Yeah. All those.
Dudley
yeah.
that got molested.
Yeah. Dudley got touched.
Dudley got touched on Different Strokes. We had.
Yeah. But there were a lot of those like that, that, you know, and it was always dramatic where it was like, oh, tune in next week.
Yeah. We had a lot of cliffhangers back then.
Dudley. But yeah. Facts of life.
Let me ask you this.
Tune in.
We talk about a lot of, like, we had this guy called Captain Chesapeake. He was a morning TV show in Maryland. Did you guys have local Minnesota morning shows that were, like, big when you grew up?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We had Tom Bernard on KQ. That was our morning radio.
What
Tom
about
Tom is a very good friend.
TV. Did you guys have
I'm
Romper
trying to
Room?
Think.
Did you have Romper Room? You remember Romper Room? Yeah.
I didn't, but we didn't have Romper Room.
Romper Room was a weird one. We just talked about this.
I don't remember morning TV during the week. I remember it during.
You didn't have Great Space Coaster?
Oh, yeah. Was that in
That's
the morning?
Before schools. Yeah. If you were catching any of that, you were probably running late to school to Great Space Coaster.
We would watch He-Man in the morning. I was fucking rager, dude.
Bugs
I didn't get
Bunny.
Up early to watch that nonsense.
Let's talk about family reunions. That's something I don't think anybody's really come on and talked about family reunions.
Dude, I love family reunions.
Is it a Swartzen family reunion? Or
yeah.
Is it Swartzen something else?
No. Swartzen family.
You got a big family reunion? You got a big family?
Pretty big.
Where do you guys
have it? All in the Midwest.
Yearly?
Midwest is the best. No, we would do it every, weirdly, there was a point where it was every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was every like two. And then it was every year because motherfuckers started dying. You know what's up? That's what's up. What up, God? Shit.
I like that you all did it, though. Would you look forward to it or were you like, nah?
No, I loved it. Yeah, it was great.
So what would you do? Give me an example of one.
We would go to the local sex club. No, I'm kidding. No, we would find like a place that, you know, it was usually in Missouri because that was kind of equidistant to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, maybe like Michigan or something. But we would go in like a lake house. One time we did a houseboat and that was fun. We would do stuff like that. And it was always in the summer.
How many people were coming?
I mean, probably, I would say at its peak, maybe 30.
Damn, that's nice.
Yeah, 25 to 30. Yeah, all my cousins and stuff. Yeah, it was super fun. And it was like hot Midwest.
No
and
drama or anything like that.
It was a little drama.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy though. It was all pretty, you know, very Midwest Scandinavian. All right, how are you? Good to see you. Where's the alcohol? So yeah,
everyone was dying so young in my family. We never really had family reunions. Everyone would see. We joked about it, but we would see each other at funerals nonstop. There was no reason to have a family reunion. But one time, I go home to visit my Aunt Marguerite. I go back to Maryland to visit. She's living in Baltimore, and I go over to see her. And she goes, you know, there's a family reunion this weekend. I go, nah. She goes, yeah, it's in Trenton, New Jersey. We're going to drive up. You should come. And I go, I'm here. I'll go. So we all roll up to Trenton, New Jersey. And it's the DeMemo side of my family. My grandmom and dad's people and all these people over here. And we're having a good time, whatever. And then they start doing awards at the end of it. They're like, you know, person who whatever. Person who, oldest person here is aunt whatever. And then they go, person who traveled the farthest to be here. Well, I'm not supposed to be there. I haven't RSVP'd or anything. I just roll up with everybody. My Aunt Marguerite goes, California, California. And they're like, what? And someone else is like, Texas. And she's like, California's way farther than Texas. And they're like, oh. And I can tell that they reluctantly give me this. It's a trophy. It's like a soccer player trophy.
They were butthurt.
They reluctantly gave it to me, okay? And I could see them whispering and talking the whole time.
That's really funny.
And I'm like,
funny.
Look, Aunt Marguerite, they did not want to give. She goes, I know they didn't want to give it to you, but they had to give it to you. At the end of the reunion, they come over to me. And they go, is there any way we could get that trophy back? We'd actually like to engrave it and send it to you. And I said, sure. And I never fucking saw that trophy.
Oh my God.
They gave
God.
It to that person who was supposed to go
that
to originally.
Is so
whoever
pathetic.
Came from Texas got my trophy, bro.
Oh my God.
They
gosh.
Weren't counting on my ass to be there.
Yeah, the next time you saw them, it was at their funeral.
I'm like, yeah. I'll take that
then you,
back.
Yep, take it back. Then you did they give out awards at the funerals at that point?
No. We did. I've talked about it in my first album. We legit had a family death pool going for a while because we're like, this is absurd. It's just
God.
One after the other.
What was the main cause?
All heart shit, heart disease, clots, all this stuff. It was heart. It's all
physical.
Heart. All physical heart shit. My dad, when I was 16, his mother, a few years after that at 20, I'm a cousin of ours, another one, my other grandma, just bang, bang, bang. They're all going. And we're like, good God, it was a run, bro. It was a run for a minute.
That's awful. I'm sorry.
Tell me about sports growing up. Were you a sports kid? I know you like sports. Did you play?
Was your favorite song Another One Bites the Dust growing up?
Bites the Dust.
You just got so fucking every effect, every funeral.
Every year. It was yearly, at least.
You wouldn't even get a call. You just answer the phone. Hello? Boom, boom, boom.
That would be a great one.
Another one. But, oh, fuck. Who now? They just stopped even saying who it was. Boom, boom, boom. What'd you ask me? Sports?
Sports. I know you're a sport fan. Did you play growing up?
Yeah. I played everything up until the point where you just have to realize that some of them are not going to be for me. I'm not going to be
what was the
center
one
of my basketball
at?
Team.
What were you good at?
I was good at soccer and tennis were my two big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved. Love soccer.
Yeah.
Always defend soccer.
Did you play high
soccer.
School?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, we were serious. We had a really good team.
What's your mascot?
Minutemen.
Oh, you're the Minutemen.
Yeah, I don't even.
That's not a great
I don't even really.
One.
It's not.
It's not. Too much, too wordy.
I don't even know.
Isn't
what
it's a military guy with a bayonet and shit. Isn't it a Minuteman?
I don't know.
Look,
I actually,
did they have logos?
I can't believe,
school?
Yeah, but it was just like a dude smoking a cigarette.
Smoking a cigarette. Look up Minuteman.
Oh, yeah. That was us. That's how we dress.
That's a minute. That's how we dressed.
Yeah.
So you were soccer in high school. Anything else?
What else? No.
You didn't play any other sports in high school?
I played soccer and tennis.
And were you, you say you were good?
Yeah. And then I was too small for football. And then basketball, I like kind of dabbled through junior high. But, and then I played baseball a little bit, but not in high school.
You wrestled too. You look like a wrestler.
I did wrestle a little bit.
Okay.
But I only did because my buddy talked me into it.
These are you guys right here.
Well, wait. So is a Patriot, what the Patriots are the Minutemen?
Minutemen is pretty much a Patriot. Yes, it is. But I feel like Patriot can just be a patriotic person. I feel like Minutemen have a gun. I don't know why. I'm wrong a lot, Nick Swardson, but I feel like that might be the difference. That guy does not have a gun. Does he? In his pants? Yeah, for sure.
Who is that? Brendan Schaub? Kidding, Brendan. I love you.
Oh, shit. Oh, sneaking out. Let's talk about this. Now, how old are you and where? What's the...
That was the most exciting thing when you were growing up, was sneaking out.
Were you doing it out of your house or staying over at friends and sneaking out? Yeah.
I mean, when you're staying at somebody else's house, you're the first one to be like, let's get the fuck out of here. And then they have to be like, but what if mom wakes up, you know, with the gun? So that was the thing. And like also seeing how late you could stay up, if you could stay awake throughout the night.
I remember that, staying awake till the sun came up, if you could do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this not that long ago where I would do little shows for my friends. So, like, we would have sleepovers. I was such a little wackadoodle job. So, like, I was always weird and wacky. And they would always laugh at me, and they would always be like, do, like, a thing. So I would do little bits. Like, I would do, like, a bit with the blanket. I'd be like, super nun, and I would like pretend to be like a non superhero. I remember I did that at my friend Ben Bohr's house, and I still talk to all these guys. Mark Parisian, so good friend of mine. Dagan Martlin was there, and I would do these skits, and then I'd be like, okay, you guys do one, and they were like, no, you just keep going, because they didn't know what to do. But I remember my grade school yearbook, all these kids, and they didn't even know how to spell the word comedian, but they would write. It would all be butchered, so like a K or something. But all these kids were like, someday you'll be a comedian.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Back then, when I was 12 years old.
All right, so walk me through sneaking out of your room or your house. How do you do it?
Here's what I would do.
Like, do you go right out the front door because your parents are deep sleepers, or you got to sneak out a window, a basement? How do you get out?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Just walk out the fucking door, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Your parents didn't even know you were gone? Or your mom? You're surprised?
No. I mean, they you know.
And where are you going? When you're sneaking out, what are you doing?
I mean, it would depend. My older sister would get me to go sneak out, because she would go, like, meet a boy or something down the street. It was just, for some reason, it just felt cool being out.
Yes.
Like,
night.
It was almost like... You know, in a weird, like jail something. Or something, yeah. Where, like, you just go out and you're like, oh, I can't believe I'm out. There's really nothing that crazy. And then you just go back in and you're like, I was out there, man. I saw what it's like at night. It's just quiet, boring.
It's so cool.
It's crazy. I remember me and my friends, I'm sure they remember this. We were at my friend Mark's house, and we snuck out, and we didn't know what marijuana was, but we just knew that it was like a leafy thing. So I remember, so dumb, we took tea and we put it into a coffee grinder because we thought, or the paper, the coffee filters.
Yeah, coffee filters.
And we rolled it up and smoked it on the golf course. Yeah, we thought it looked like what a joint. And it was tea and a coffee filter.
Holy shit.
And it was fucking horrible and painful and terrible. But we thought it looked like it.
Yeah.
But it was not it. The effects were terrible.
What about vacations as a family? Do you do them? And if you do, are you driving? Are you flying? Are you going with other people?
I wasn't on a plane for the first time until I was 19.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where were you going?
I went to California to visit my friend Margo. That was my childhood best friend.
That was your first flight?
Yeah, that was my first. It was wild.
So do you remember some family vacations, or did you have family
vacations?
We
didn't really do it. We just didn't have the money, and we just didn't. Our vacations were the family reunion.
That was it?
Yeah.
So what's a summer day for you in middle school then?
Middle school or grade school?
Summer days. Give me either.
Grade school was the best.
Tell me.
And I remember somebody said this quote. I don't know who it was. It was just anonymous, the one I saw. And it was one of the saddest quotes ever. And it said, there was a point growing up when you played with your friends for the very last time.
Yeah.
And you never realized that was the last time you played outside with your friends. And that hit me so hard. Because I never thought about that. There was that one fucking day when everybody from the neighborhood was playing and being fun and crazy. And that was the last time. You never thought about it. Never thought about it in that way. So anyway, we're all going to die.
Dude, no. I know what I want to ask you about because you're a Minnesota kid. Snow days.
Snow days were the best.
So we had them too. I've been teaching my daughter. She's a SoCal kid, so she doesn't even get snow days. So I have to explain to her, and I've been doing a whole bit in my stand-up about snow days now. But what do you guys do for snow days?
Well, it depends upon how much it snowed. I mean, back then it was insane. You would build – I mean, we're talking – you know, whatever that was, 6 feet of snow.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
that's
Minnesota,
the size of a
for
person.
God's sake. Yeah.
So you could dig tunnels. We were just hamsters.
Igloos, are you doing that kind of shit?
I mean, not igloos. That's fucking serious, man.
Well, you did.
That's
I mean, we called it an igloo, but it was Alaska. A little fucking hot.
We didn't need homes. We didn't need shelter. We were just having things for fun.
Are you guys dragging
along
behind
cars? Kill our food.
Kill our
food. Good God. We didn't hunt or anything. No, we were just...
You guys weren't hanging caribou pelts up in your fucking tunnels?
We weren't wearing fucking bloody flesh over our dicks. Good God.
No, we would
make
sledding.
Forts,
what do you guys do?
Tubing, sledding, all of it.
Yeah.
And then when you got older, we would still tube, but people were so dumb that
And are you tubing being drugged behind toad, or are you down on hills?
Down on hills.
Yeah.
And then people would always bring a flask or a bottle, and then they would hit a bump and then go up and then land and smash the bottle in their jacket, and they were all wet and smelled, and then we get a DUI and then go to jail and then get fucking stabbed, and it was a whole thing, man. It was fun.
Snow days are great.
Snow days,
dude.
Man. Yeah, but snow days were a blessing. And then when it got so bad to the point when I was in high school that we didn't have snow days because it didn't snow as much, but we would have cold days. Where it was so cold, and it was rare, but they would call off school because it would be -40.
Yeah, that is insane.
It was horrible.
Insane.
And you could take a bucket of water. This is real. Walk out in front of your home, throw the bucket in the air of water, and the water would evaporate. It wouldn't even go to the ground. It would just disappear.
Just gone, not freezing or anything.
Like some David Blaine shit. Yeah.
Damn.
And people would know that. People that are watching from that.
I heard Kirsten over there.
It's that cold. It's fucking real. It's awful. They would tell old people, don't leave your house if you're over 80. Because if you slip on the ice and fall, break your hip, you're just Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
It's over.
Yeah, that's a whole neighborhood. You're walking around, all those people just shining.
Were you making any money shoveling driveways and stuff like that? Did you guys do that there?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of did, but it sucked.
I was going to say, your snow is legit. You need plows and shit for that.
Yeah, I mean, driveways.
You're not shoveling sidewalks.
Yeah, you can do sidewalks, but I mean, it sucked. All the gloves.
Do you miss winter days? Do you miss living in that cold?
I mean.
I like to play in it. I don't like to live in it.
Yeah, I don't. You know mind what I mean? It's like having kids. Like I don't
mind.
I don't mind hanging out with my niece and nephew.
Yeah,
but I don't want to fucking own it. You know what I mean? Yeah. God, awful.
Yeah. We used to. I mean, again, Baltimore does not have the winters you guys have. Rarely,
nobody has the winters we like. The
you
got to
go to Edmonton, Canada, and shit.
North Dakota for sure. And but South Dakota.
My
Michigan.
Fucking, I used to have a Honda Civic, a 1990 Honda Civic Buffalo, with original rims, and it would, the doors would freeze. And the only way I could get in my car was through the hatch. It would be the only thing that would pop open, and I would be able to climb through it.
Well, an evil thing that you, actually, I'm not even going to say it, because I don't want kids to do it.
Say it. These kids aren't watching this.
Okay. It's just an evil prank to do, is that we would egg cars in the freezing cold, and then saran wrap around them so that it would freeze their doors closed.
Oh, so you couldn't get in.
So you would egg it, and then the eggs would freeze, and you would saran wrap it. Don't do that.
I've never heard that one.
Don't do that.
We used to have this thing. Remember Brookstone, the store in the mall that had all the gadgets? And
totally.
Massage chairs and shit.
I like Sharper Image. Remember that?
Yeah, that was another one. That was another one, yes. So Brookstone sold this thing back in the day that was just, it looked like a car key remote today, and had a little, you know, metal key that popped up out of it.
Yeah.
But it was just a metal bar, and it would heat up. And you could put that in your door lock and melt the lock so you could get your door open. There you go. Okay. Boom. This is it right here. Lock the icer. Here we go. So it just slid up. Right? And that little metal, this thing was a heater.
How hot would it get?
Bro, this is why I'm getting to this. It became a thing in our school where you would sit behind me and I'd have a short sleeve shirt on and I'd be in class and you would fucking fire that thing up and you wouldn't say nothing. And you had to shut up. Everyone was doing it to everybody. You had to fucking take it and shut up. And the teacher would be like, is there a problem back there? You'd be like, no. But I mean, you would have a burn on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
It's that soft skin. So we would take these and start burning each other in the middle of fucking class.
Oh, that's so childhood though. I'm so glad we didn't have that. That's terrible.
I was going to say, I figured you guys would have this kind of shit.
No, we didn't. Good God. That'd be horrible.
Nick Swartz, and this was great, brother.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Promote, again, one more time, your shows.
NickSwartzen.net for all tour dates. And then around, hopefully this summer, I'll be on set filming two scripts that I wrote that are R-rated crazy comedies. So, and then it's coming out this, I believe, soon, Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah.
I've got a little part in that. That's awesome.
All right.
So,
and
it's exciting.
Joke from Face.
Make Joke from Face is still on YouTube and Amazon, but Toilet Head, the whole new hour, still touring. The special's in the can. It'll be out soon.
Where are the tickets?
NickSwartzen.net.
There it is.
Real Nick Swartzen on Instagram for all more information.
Boom. Thank you, brother.
Praise.
I love you, Nick Swartz.
Love you too, Ryan.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Thank you. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready, order for Riley. I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.